morning. There was a tourist visiting New York who wanted to see Central Park, but who heard terrible stories about that place, that people would be mugged and things. So as he entered the park, he was full of fear and trepidation. People told him that you have to be very careful. If people brush past you, in a second your wallet will be gone. So he was being very protective of himself when suddenly someone passed by him and they brushed kind of close. So he inspected his pocket and sure enough, no wallet. He was indignant and he ran after the person and he tapped him on the shoulder and he said, "The wallet." The person turned round, looked at him astonished and handed over the wallet. And as he looked at the wallet, he suddenly realised, "This is not my wallet." Then he remembered he'd left his wallet in the hotel room. Then it dawned on him, "I've just gone and mugged somebody." Out of fear, he had made himself a mugger. If you switch to another scene, another park, this is in Prague in Czechoslovakia at the time, famous writer called Kafka was walking in the park. He saw a little girl crying her eyes out. He said, "What's wrong?" She'd lost her doll. He said, "No, no, your doll's not lost." He put his creative mind to work and he says, "Your doll's gone away on holiday. She met a boy doll and they're having a wonderful time. And they've written a wee note to let you know." And in the next few weeks, he kept writing to this girl notes from the doll on holiday. Quite quickly, the girl wasn't worried about her lost doll. She was looking forward to the notes. The two stories are two ways to live. We can live so paralysed with fear that we end up mugging other people. Or we can live in a loving world where we see opportunities to use our creative imaginations to help people everywhere we look.